visual, even begin to hope to cover the areas from approximately Milford down to Fenwick Island in terms of historic preservation. Less than one sentence exists in the 13 pages. This document is 13 pages of historic preservation. Less than one sentence exists about archaeological sites and what is referred to, quote unquote, as their contents. Well, their contents, gentlemen, would be unmarked human remains. So their contents probably could be elucidated slightly more in this information. According to Joan Larrabee of Historic Preservation, I believe her official title, though she's retiring, is Assistant Director of Historic Preservation, although I'm not sure. According to her, the Unmarked Human Remains Committee has not met, and I quote, since the early 1990s, unquote. I ask, where has the county been in terms of this oversight? And again, I mention oversight only because this report specifically talks about the state historic preservation. So I don't want to cross the two lines, but since the report talks about state historic preservation, then I need to as well. Quite simply, there hasn't been any oversight by the county, so I make that suggestion for the record to include. Speaking of the county specifically, when I did make inquiries to Mr. Russell Archett, I believe he's head of the engineering department, about the status of Sussex County's Historic Preservation Office in 2005, I was told, quote, this office has been fully staffed and run by Brian Page for the last 3 years. When I inquired how that was possible, given Mr. Page was on sabbatical in India for over a year and a half and only took the job upon his return because he felt so bad the county had failed to supply that position, or pardon me, fill that position, I was met with dead silence on the other end of the line. When I told Mr. Archett I would talk to him tomorrow, he asked me why. I replied I'd be calling every day until the website for historic preservation, which would arguably directly mislead the public, saying that there was an Office of Historic Preservation when in fact there was none. When I asked that be taken down, I said I would call every day until it was. Eventually it was, to his credit. What else can I say about Sussex County Historic Preservation? I received no response as of yet from 2007 from Mr. Dave Baker, the county administrator, regarding my inquiries pertaining to these matters. I am addressing improvements in terms of PLUS, in terms of how the county handles historic preservation. No response to my previous testimony regarding these issues to the county. Presumably that's indicative of the fact you all, maybe you're too busy, and then you'll all be support of changing the council members to 7. Mr. Rogers, I gotta put my poli-sci degree to use at some point. Mr. Rogers was specifically aware of my efforts, sir, if you can recall, to protect archaeological materials, as my email was forwarded to St. Jude's Church stating, and I quote, make the church aware of this person. That person was me. I was never afforded the opportunity, or the personal courtesy, rather, of being carbon copied of any of these communications. However, you know, that's fine. I'm used to that. What's more disheartening, however, is that no proactive initiative was taken by any other, yourself or any other members of the council, in terms of, at least in the St. Jude site, protecting this site or waiting to do more archaeological review. I would have even settled for a stay where the archaeological materials recovered from St. Jude's can be located. They haven't been located. They're wafting in space somewhere. Another example of the egregious nature of the lack of oversight and accountability in historic preservation, are calls that come into Sussex County Historic Preservation, and I say Sussex County Historic Preservation, again, we're talking about Dan Parsons, the poor guy, has to deal with all this, and from what I understand, I'm sure he archives materials for the county and has plenty of other duties as well. State official, he receives inquiries from citizens and state officials alike inquiring about lost archaeological materials, including unmarked human remains. So there are unmarked human remains floating about, and people don't know where they are. These are the materials that are considered quote-unquote protected. What, I asked the council, about the materials and unmarked human remains on private property, such as the Townsend 1 and Townsend 2 sites, now up for development or destruction, whichever term you prefer. Researching these sites, I came across the Wolf Neck site, and maybe Wolf Run or Wolf Point sounds familiar to you. That's because they're built in the incredible vicinity, if not on top of, the Wolf Neck archaeological site. Actually, I'd like to note that was 13 pages, the same amount of pages in this report. And I'm not sure how much the report costs. I thought it was a couple.